Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Moko shabaka dede e kunamaka dede yoko shabaka. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning that you are with us. You will never leave. You will never forsake, God. Father God, we thank you that through Jesus, let us possess the gates of the enemy, oh God, in Jesus' name. Establish the gates of praise in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we release the battering rams against the gates of hell in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, oh God, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us in Jesus' name. Let the gates of our lives and cities be open to you, the King of Glory. You are the King of Glory. Come in, O King of Glory. Open us, O God, to the gates of righteousness that we may enter in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Strengthen the bar of our gates, O God. In the name of Jesus, break the gates of brass, to cut in sunder the bars of iron. Open before us the gates that we may go in and receive the treasures of darkness and hidden riches and secret places in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
O God, we rebuke every enemy in the gates in Jesus' name. Let all the gates of our lives and city be repaired through the Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, Father God. Let the valley gates be repaired in Jesus' name. Let the gates of the fountains representing the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired in Jesus' name. Father God, let the sheep gate representing the apostolic be repaired in Jesus' name. Father God, let the fish gate representing evangelism be repaired in Jesus' name. Let the old gate represent the moves of the past be repaired in Jesus' name. Let the dung gates represent deliverance be repaired in Jesus' name. Let the water gates represent the preaching and the teaching be repaired in Jesus' name. Let the east gate represent the glory be repaired in Jesus' name. Let the waters flow through the utter gate of into our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, past our neck in Jesus' name. Father God, make our gates of carbuncles, O God. Not our gates will be open continually to receive your blessings, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, the west gate to be open to the city.
City
to the King of Glory in Jesus' name. Rebuke all enemies that would stand at the gate and try to stop salvation from entering in.
God,
in the name of Jesus, we pray for the apostolic gatekeepers of our city to arise and take their places in Jesus' name. Let the gates of our lives and the city be shut to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become the gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Lord, rise up, raise up Bethel churches, O God, that would be the gate to heaven, O God, in Jesus' name. Lord, raise up apostolic gate churches that will usher presence and revelation into our region. Oh, Father, we just bless you this morning. We thank you for Bible Storyland this morning, O God.
Yes, Lord.
We give your name. We honor you this morning. We give you, O King of Glory, Almighty God, Almighty Father.
Lord.
We enter into your presence this morning with thanksgiving. O God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are holy. We thank you that you are righteous. We thank you that you are a mighty God, a mighty King, O God. Greater love have no man than you. You laid down your very life for us, O God, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you this morning for each and every person that will be coming on this morning, that's already on, our families we represent. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person, O God, over the phone lines. O God, we bind up phone voidance in the name of Jesus. Father God, have your way on Bible Storyland this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bow to you, O King. We exalt you this morning, Father God. We honor your holy presence, Father God. We just thank you this morning that you are great and greatly to be praised. We thank you, Father God, for last night's lying down, rising us up this morning, O God. Oh, we call on your name, oh, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, oh, God. We just praise and honor and adore you. We bless you this morning, oh, God. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you this morning, for you are the King of glory. You are almighty. You are the King. You are our Lord. You are our shepherd. We shall not want, oh, God. I thank you that you are righteous God, oh, God. We ask forgiveness, Father, in the name of Jesus, for anything that we've done against your will, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just thank you this morning. We praise and adore you, oh, God. We bless you this morning as our King, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you are with us all the days of our lives. You never forsake us. You never leave us, oh, God. So, Father God, I thank you that we are blessed and highly favored because of you, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you stay the hand of the enemy, oh, God, on our behalf, oh, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning for what you're doing in our lives, oh, God. Have your way, Almighty. Have your way this morning like never before. We honor you. Well, good morning. This is Bible Storyland. We thank you for joining us this morning. I've missed all of you, and today is Senior Citizens Day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For each of you, I've missed you all so much. I had a needed rest, and I thank the Lord for that rest. Recuperation, spend much time in the secret place. Oh, you know, just being with my Father, praying, interceding, thanking the Lord for his goodness. Oh, today, as I said, is Senior Citizens Day. We're honoring our seniors. You know, They are the people who made the way for us, and God has given the seniors abundant life. I'm a senior myself, so I thank God for that abundant life that he's given to us. God is the rock of senior citizens. Yes, he is. He's our rock. So let us worship God as long as we live. Let us be faithful to our King, our God, our Lord, as long as we live. He said, let the upright praise him. So we are praising him. You know, our flesh and our hearts fail us, but God is the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Forever and ever 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 and ever. So we're thanking him this morning. God is our protector. You know he protects us. Look at what's going on in the world. He is a great protector. He protects us morning, noon, and night. He's what we need. So we're thanking the Lord this morning. And let us dwell in his presence. Let's not just run in and run out, but let us dwell in the presence of the Most High. Let's abide under his shadow. His shadow is almighty. You know, we say of the Lord, he is our refuge, our fortress, our God. We trust in him. So let us show him, you know, that we love him by dwelling in his presence, by conversating with him, and by listening to him when he speaks to us. His voice is melodious. His voice is majestic. You know, he has that awesome voice. Awesome. Well, we know our God's voice. He said, my children know my voice, and another voice they will not hear, and they certainly ain't going to answer another voice. No, indeed not. Our God delivers us from the snares and the traps of the enemy, away from, you know, all the cares of the world. God covers us under his feathers. And under his wings, we're trusting under his wings now. God's truth is our shield and our buckler. We refuse to be afraid for the terrors that come by night, nor even the arrows that come by day, nor the pestilence. You know, those things that go in the darkness. nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. You know, we are blessed and highly favored. We are blessed and highly favored of our God. So I say congratulations to our seniors. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. You have overcome many trials. You have overcome many afflictions. You've overcome mountains, many troubles. For being triumphed, we thank God for you. We appreciate you as senior citizens. We thank God for the legacy that you are leaving for our generation, for this generation, especially for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, your great-grand and your great-great-grandchildren, and even those to be born. You're leaving a legacy for them. So today we are blessed of the Lord. And we thank the Father God that this is Senior Citizens Day. We're thanking Father God for those who have been around for centuries, those who've given, you know, he's given strength to and he's given abundant life to. So we thank you, thank the Lord for stretching you and stretching you some more. We thank God for your strength and your courage. You have given without anything. You just given. Given and given, you given some more, and you give 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 and you give. So I thank God for you because you give and you have withstood the test of time. So Lord, you know the Lord, even through temptations, he kept you. Even through afflictions and trials, he kept you. You may have shed many tears of sorrow, but I thank God that you never left him. And you know he never left you. He never forsake you. And he's been with you all the days of your life. So I thank God for you. I thank God for being your refuge. I thank God for being your fortress. I thank God that you learn how to cast your cares upon him. I thank God that you are stronger than ever. You know, I thank God for the patience that he gave us, the love he gave us, and even the chastisement that he's given us as seniors. So, you know, the Lord Jesus has blessed our bread. He's blessed our water many times. He's taken sickness away from us. You know, when our mates and our children and our grands were ill and we bent the knee, don't you know God came right in? Yes, he did. He came right in and he healed. You know, he's a mighty God. He hears the prayers of the righteous. Well, in the name of Jesus, we just thank God for each of you. Welcome again to Bible Storyland. We are honoring our seniors. This morning, as we continue to call on the name of our Lord and Savior, we bless the Lord for you. You know, we have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us this morning, all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. Well, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. It is so good to hear your voice. You don't know what an inspiration you are. You just make my day every Saturday.
Oh, my God. I did all that. You make my day. I look for y'all. When I'm looking on the computer, I'm like, oh, they're not on yet, Lord. Are they coming? He's relax. He tell me to relax. They're coming. So
you know it. I had to make some telephone calls this morning. I called my cousin in Savannah, Tennessee, and asked her to turn on. So if you see a 731, that's her. And then I called my cousin in Kansas City, Missouri. His name is Larry Stevens, and he and his wife ought to be on this morning. So if you see some numbers that you don't recognize, that's who it is.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank the Lord for you and for you calling people, inviting them to come on with us. What a blessing you are. What you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing Do You Know Him? I've got three questions that I want to ask. So after I sing the verse that asks the question, I'm hoping that everybody at home will sing the answer on the next round, okay?
All right.
This is a song that has encouraged me, especially in trying times. And every now and then we all have trying times. But if I can just remember this, it just makes a difference in my life. The community clergy is getting ready to meet at 9 o'clock this morning. So keep us in prayer. We're preparing for our fall revival, where we have invited Lance Watson from Richmond, Virginia, from St. Paul's Missionary Baptist Church. He is wonderful. He's going to be our evangelist next month. So we're finishing up those plans this morning, so keep us in prayer. And then my brother-in-law, Gregory Hawkins, was taken to the hospital last night. So keep him in prayer, too. And, you know, my mother and my mother-in-law always need prayer. But this is a song of encouragement, and I hope it will encourage your listeners. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son? Yes, I know him. Yes, I know him. Yes, I know Jesus Christ, God's Son. Yes, I know him. Yes, I know him. Yes, I know Jesus Christ, God's Son. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love Jesus Christ, God's Son? Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love Jesus Christ, God's Son? Yes, I love him. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus Christ, God's Son. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus Christ, God's Son. Will you serve him? Will you serve him? Will you serve Jesus Christ, God's Son? Will you serve him? Will you serve him? Will you serve Jesus Christ, God's Son? Yes, I'll serve him. Yes, I'll serve him. Yes, I'll serve Jesus Christ, God's Son. Yes, I'll serve him. Yes, I'll serve him. Yes, I'll serve Jesus Christ, God's Son.
Amen. Ooh, I love it. Do you know him? Will you love him? And will you serve him? I pray that each one of us is saying, yes, Lord, yes. We will know him, we serve him, and we love him. Thank you so much, Minister Hawkins. I appreciate you.
I love you, Minister G.
Love you, too. Well, we have her cousin on here, Jackie Travis in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Jackie.
Good morning.
Yeah.
How you doing? Hey, Sister G. Hi, Sister G.
How are you?
I'm okay, Steve, of course.
Huh?
Brushing my teeth. I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Doing great. What you gonna sing this morning?
Walk with me. Listen, I'm brushing. I'm sorry, but you know I'm always getting ready for work. I'm brushing my teeth right now, but hold on 1 second.
Okay. Amen, amen. I tell you what, these are two cousins in the same family. They're in the same family twice. They're in the, you know, their earthly family and the family of God as well. So we're praising God for Minister Donna Hawkins and her sister, Jackie Travis. Jackie lives here in Jacksonville. I met her a few years ago downtown. And you know what? She's a servant of the Most High. She was, you know, she called it her job, but we call it her ministry. That she ministers to the senior citizens. She takes care of them, and they request her. You know, everybody in that building, all those buildings, the cathedral towers, terrace, and townhouse, they all want Jackie. But, you know, she's one person, so she's limited, but she serves an unlimited God. We ready when you are, Jackie.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Sister G. I enjoy my cousin's song, Do You Know Him?
Amen.
I know, we know him, and we know that he is always with us. I was at my auntie's house in Cincinnati, Ohio last weekend, and I thought we was going to be on the radio. It was so funny. I was going to get them to sing with me, and I realized, uh-oh, she said that was not going to be on this weekend. So anyway, that was okay. We went to, we had a birthday party for my Aunt Lou in Cincinnati. She was 83. I picked up a 91-year-old. And that was my Aunt Elizabeth. And then I picked Miss Henry was with me. She was 92. So I had senior citizens all with me. All
wow.
People.
Oh,
so
I know that was a blessing. That was a blessing.
I had fun with them. You know, Miss Henry went to preach. She preached the word while she was in Cincinnati.
Oh, now she got her traveling shoes on. Miss Henry,
yes, she does.
She's an awesome, mighty woman of God. Had a church for over 30-some years in New York.
Yes, Lord. She preached while she was there. She preached.
Wow,
but anyway,
still on the battlefield at 91 years old.
Yes, she was. And me and her, we listened to so many songs in the car, and I had a CD by G.D. Patterson, and she wants me to make her a tape of that. She wants me to burn her CD. So she liked those songs, those songs, and had one on that, you know, that I love, Walk With Me, Lord.
All right, now,
was,
me too. I love that one.
So that's what I'm attempting to sing here.
All right.
Okay. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. And while I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to walk with me and hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. And hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. And while I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. Walk with my mother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. While I'm on this Jesus journey, I want me to walk with me. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. I hear you singing, Francis. While I'm on Jesus' journey, I won't be.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. That's one of my favorite. I ain't heard it in a while, but I love that song. Walk with me, Lord. You know we need the Lord to walk with us, to talk with us. This journey is tedious. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get weary. And if the Lord ain't walking with us, my God, we are in trouble. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Oh, God, I thank you so much, Jackie, for that song. I thank Minister Donna Hawkins for Do You Know Him? Will you love him? Will you serve him? Oh, yes, indeed. Walk with us, Lord. So now we're having Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise for us. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing it wonderful.
Amen, amen. It's raining here in Jacksonville. Is it raining in Houston?
Not yet, but we might get some remnant from the small depressions that are coming. So we're expecting funnel clouds today, so.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to play for us this morning?
I think I will do my usual Amazing Grace. I know that gets boring, but I don't know of anything new.
Amazing Grace. I love that song. Go right ahead. Woo! His grace is amazing. grace, how sweet the sound. My God. Oh, my God, all these old tunes, I just love them and thank the Lord for them. Thank you, Kara. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, we've had some amazing songs this morning, Amazing Grace, Walk With Us, Lord. Do you know him? Well, we're going to continue right along praising the Lord. We have Minister Stacy Holman on, and we're going to see if Jabria and Bianca are on with her this morning. They're back in school now, so you know this is a Saturday morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, Sister G. Thanks
God
for having
you.
Us. Amen.
The girls are on this morning.
Bianca's right here.
Hey,
sweet.
Bianca. Good
Hi,
morning, Bianca.
Good morning.
How are
morning.
You now? How are you?
Good.
Oh, my goodness. How's school going?
Fantastic.
Oh, wonderful, girl. I know you're making straight A's. Well, we're happy to have you on Senior Citizens Day with us. I'm looking forward to hearing you and your mama sing. What you going to sing, Minister Stacy?
We're going to sing Jesus Loves Me.
Hey, amen. And he does, he does.
Yes, you want to say, yes, Jesus loves me. I want to dedicate to my granny, who's gone on to be with the Lord, Mother Ida May Fudge. But it's, yes.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. All the Bible tells me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones are here below. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me. Jesus loves me, yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones are weak, so they are weak, but he can come. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me. For the Bible tells me so. For the Bible tells me so.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Can y'all sing my favorite?
Yes, we can sing it.
All right.
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'll talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart.
Way down in my heart.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart, I'll talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'll talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart, do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart, I talk about deep, deep, down, down. way down in your heart, I'll talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Woo, my God. We have some amazing songs this morning, songs of
amen.
Praise to our Lord. The Word of God says give praise, give thanks unto the Lord. So I thank the Lord that we can give thanks and praise to him. Do you love Jesus? Way deep down in your heart. We ain't talk about surface love. We ain't talk about that love, you know, if you feel like it. I'm talking about that deep down love. You know, Jesus said, that the Lord said we are to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then we're to love each other like we love ourselves. Now, that's deep. That's very deep love. So, and Jesus loves us. You know Jesus loves us so much. So much so that he hung on a cross for you, for me. He loves us. And he loves the Father. Amazing grace. You know what? God's grace is amazing. When we were deep down in the muck and the mire of sin, his amazing grace was what got us out of that muck and mire. His grace, his favor, his mercy is everlasting. Walk with us. We can't exist unless God walks with us, talk with us. He promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. He's always right here by us. 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but because of our Lord, none will come nigh us. Hallelujah. So I thank the Lord this morning. Do you know him? Do you love him? Do you serve him? Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God that he's walking with us. He's talking with us. He's a lamp and a light to our pathway. Well, you know what? Today we are blessed. We have an apostle on with us. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. She's a senior citizen like me. She's anointed to preach and teach the word of God. This mighty woman of God has traveled abroad as well as in the United States. She's a great intercessor, a great prayer warrior. I met her a few years ago. She was praying at a place where, you know, children were violently slain. And, you know, it was a privilege to meet her. And I would see her from time to time at this particular place called Families of Slain Children. And she would be there just praying, just praying, just praying. You know, because there are mothers and fathers who need to be comforted from the loss of their loved ones, their children. Children, children, children are being slaved. So I thank God for this mighty woman of God. I was so privileged to go to her ordination. A few weeks ago, when she became an apostle, Pastor Ruth is now Apostle Ruth Taylor. And so I thank God for her being on with us. Good morning, Apostle Ruth Taylor. How are you?
Good morning. Bless the Lord this morning. Bless his holy name. How are you today? How
all
is everyone
right.
on
it's
the line?
It's highly favored to
the
have you on with
of the Lord. Yes. The anointing of the Lord is over us this morning. We can do nothing without the breath of the Lord. As we began to really breathe in, we breathe in the breath of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And we just love him this morning and praise him. Praise God for all of the songs that have went forth. Jesus is walking with us today. I'm going to talk about the breath, who God came and gave breath and blew his breath in the man, and he became a living soul. Without the breath, what can you do? Nothing. It is all through God. And he put man on the potter's wheel, and even a woman, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, even we going all the way back to Adam, which name is Hadam. We go back to Shaval, which is Eve, and he had to blow breath into her. And this morning, as you breathe this morning, the breath doesn't age. Our body only ages, because the Lord Jesus is the breath of life. I am the keeper of the breath. And we praise God this morning. We give him the glory, honor, and the praise because senior, we are seniors. Yes, I'm a senior by the standard, but the breath of the Lord is renewed every day. And the Lord counted us like 1,000 years in our life. And we just praise God that he this morning sits at the right hand of the Father and called our name this morning and gave us a holy kiss. And we thank him. We thank the Lord for working and doing the things that he desires, being witnesses and ambassadors of the Lord. And we know that he came to Abraham. He came and he was Melchizedek. And Melchizedek, he came from Salem, which is Jerusalem. And we just praise the Lord this morning and give him glory. And he even came and even broke the new wine and the bread with Abraham. We praise God this morning that he gave Abraham in his old age Isaac and gave Sarah, came and told her that she would have a child even in her old age. Today, what are we birthing? We are birthing our prayers that's coming from the house of prayer, from the Lord. My house is called a house of prayer for all nations. I heard Pastor G talk about, oh, yes, we are seniors, but through seniors, we can move with the breath through continents, through nations, hallelujah, through the hospitals, through anything that's happening in our lives, because now we know the Lord. Be still and know that I'm God. We just praise him this morning. We give him the glory, honor, and the praise for all of the songs. All those songs were anointed, Amazing Grace, Walk With Me, How I Love the Lord, Jesus. Oh, these are great, great, and beautiful songs that the Lord has bowed down his ear this morning and heard the prayer, the cry of his people. We just praise the Lord today for the ministry of Story Time Hour. We love the Lord for giving us this time through the breath to lift up his name, to lift up the name of El Elyon, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sentinu, Jehovah Shalom. We just lift up the name of Jesus. He has many names, Emmanuel, Hosanna, and we praise his holy name. If we read the Bible, we will see that Anna stayed in the temple, a senior. We'll see Hannah. We'll see so many, Rachel, Leah, Rebecca. We'll just see so many women. What about the men? Isaac, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is truly the keeper of the breath. The Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to speak about my breath, the breath that I'm giving my people, the breath that I'm giving them to praise me and to glorify me. For the battle is the Lord today. The battle is the Lord, and the Lord God is mighty. Pastor G.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. We agree that the breath is the Lord's today, and we are holding that breath in us. The body may get older. Everything may happen. We got 206 bones in the body. The mind is cerebrum, cerebellum, and medulla. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. And the book of Jeremiah says that you can have fire shut up in your bones. Hallelujah. The Lord keeps the heart beating. Hallelujah. He keeps the valves. He keeps all of the veins, the pancreas, the liver. Hallelujah. All of the spleen. The Lord is wonderful. And the blood, Jesus said, ask me to mingle my blood with your blood. Hallelujah. We have the white count that fight off infections. If there's any senior today that is suffering from any illnesses, call upon the name of Jesus. For in the breath is life. Life. It is the word of God. That in the beginning was the word was God, and the word was with God. And it is with us today. And that is the breath of life. We thank Jesus today. We praise him. For he's wonderful and worthy to have our praise. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank the Lord for that word. Oh, my God, what an awesome word that was. The breath of God. My God, what the breath of God. You know, we sometimes as seniors, we start, maybe our knees hurt, you know, from the bones or whatever. But I thank God that his breath is, you know, going through our bones, through our lungs, through every area in our body. She said, let this mind be in us, which is in Christ Jesus. So I thank God this morning, you know, for his life, for his breath is going throughout our body. So I thank God for the breath of God. God is our keeper. He's the keeper of our breath. And I thank God for Jesus. She said, our elder brother who sits on the right hand of the Father interceding for you and for me. What a mighty word. The breath of God. I thank God for his breath who blows on our organs, on our bones, throughout our whole body that has kept us all these years. Well, Apostle Ruth, I thank you for that mighty word that God gave you to bring to us on Bible Storyland this morning. Oh, let that word dwell in us richly. And, Lord, I thank you for Apostle Ruth Taylor, this mighty woman of God. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to walk with her, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. And, Lord Jesus, I thank you that your grace for her is amazing. I thank you that she know you, Lord God. She love you. She serve you, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that she loves you deep down in her heart, oh God. And I thank you that your grace is amazing in her life. So, Father God, refresh and renew her strength, oh God. And as she study your word, oh, Father God, I thank you for your breath blowing into her morning, and noon, and night, that Zoe life into her. So we just bless and honor. Oh, it's salvation time right now, salvation time. Apostle Ruth, I'm going to need you to pray for me, pray with people for me at the prayer time. We'll let you know. So it's salvation. You know, one time God winked at ignorance. Now he said, no longer will I wink at your ignorance. I'm calling men everywhere, women, children, repent. Yes, he's calling us to repent and come to him. Yes, he's given us so much time. You know, his love is amazing. We serve a patient God. He's waiting for thousands and thousands and thousands of years on us to get in order, to call in Lord, to serve him, to praise him, to get the muck and the mire off of us. He's a patient, loving, kind Father. He drew me, he drew you with his loving kindness. So now he's calling forth for salvation. Is there anyone on the line who's not saved? Press 1. All right. Romans 9:10 says, you know, that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and we believe that God raised him from the dead, oh, my God, we will be saved. So I thank the Lord for Jesus, who was willing to come down. He laid down his holy crown, and he came down here, and human beings gave him a crown of thorns. They beat him unmercifully, but because of his love for the Father and his obedience, he obeyed and he took it so that you and 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 all of us could be saved. And you know what? We don't need to slide and slip in the mud no more. We already know what God has done for us. We already know that he put his breath in us. The breath of God ain't nothing like it. Nothing like the breath of God. How he keeps his breath in us. How he breathes into our bones, into our organs, and how he just keeps his Zoe life on us. We can't exist without his breath. We don't exist without his breath. We would not live without his breath. So we don't want to go sliding and slipping in the mud no more. We don't want to be prodigal children. We desire the words of his mouth more than our necessary food. We are running like a deer that thirsts for water into the presence of the Most High God. We need his breath day, night, noon, morning, night, every day. We need it 365 days of the year. Well, it is now testimony time. I know you got something good to talk about what the Lord did for you. So press 1, or if you've already pressed 1, state your prayer request. Your testimony. Well, I have a testimony. If y'all don't have one, I have
one.
All right, go ahead, Karen.
We are starting this fall season for the MAS community. It goes all the way through till next summer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, on the road to MAS. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Testimony time. The goodness of the Lord. Report. Give that report.
Minister G, I have a testimony.
All right.
I just heard Sister Carol talk about the road to Emmaus.
Uh-huh.
Well, my doctor has sponsored my husband, and my husband is going on the walk next week, and he sponsored me also, so I'm going the week after. And it's for 4 days. You can't bring any cell phones. You can't bring any watches. We're going to spend 4 days studying about the Lord. That's what we're going to do. So I praise God for this. This is the 120th walk, and I don't know of any of my friends who have been invited, because you have to be sponsored by someone. But we are really looking forward to this life-changing experience. So pray for us and pray for the continuation of my doctor, that he'll continue to do great things for others.
Amen. Well, I'm hoping Karen goes sponsor me on the road to Emmaus.
Well,
oh,
I could
God,
do that, but I would have to find somebody to drive you to the walk, Carita. I'll be glad to do that for you.
We'll talk more about that. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes?
Okay, I have a testimony. I have forgot. God's been blessing. I was having problems with getting my medication since I had lost my job. And I had took somebody to get their medicines, and I kept going back to the same place trying to get my, I had share costs. But they wouldn't see me because you have to meet a certain amount. And so I just said, you know what, God, you know, and I went to this other place, and those people got my medicine. They got my medicine for free, and they decreased the dosage that I was on, and they took me off some stuff that was on there. So that was a blessing from God, so I thank God for that.
Amen. He is Jehovah, our provider, Jehovah Jireh. He provides so much for us. Well, I thank God for those three testimonies. Anybody else a testimony real quick?
Yes, I have a testimony, Pastor G.
Okay. Apostle, go ahead.
My testimony is that the Lord has taken me higher into praise and worship and humbleness and compassion. I see it all like in a circle, and he's doing the work through the Holy Spirit, and I'm seeing my heart is really being filled with more praise and worship and repentance. That's my testimony.
Amen. I thank God. You know, he knows how to bring us higher in him. He surely does. Before, you know, sometimes we could be in a low place, loaded bar or somewhere. All of a sudden, we out of lowly bar and we eating at the king's table. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All right, I thank each one of you for your testimony. Anybody else? Testimony?
I have a testimony.
Go ahead.
I have a testimony. Jackie.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I just like to thank the Lord for all that he has done for me, Lord. I thank him because he brought us all the way from Cincinnati, from here to Cincinnati, me and Miss Henry, and we had no rain. And I just like to thank God for having Miss Henry, because she prayed us all the way up there with no rain, going up from, we left on a Thursday night, no rain or nothing. And then when it did rain, it had that white rain. It seemed like the rain wasn't hitting our car. It was just rolling off the car. I said, Lord, I thank you for just having such powerful people around me and powerful thoughts. I have Reverend Huggins always around me, giving me a good inspirational word. I appreciate that, and I just thank him. I have Francis around me all the time, always calling to check on me, and I just thank God for those things, those little bitty things that we never think about. I thank God for that because I'm glad that I have someone that really keeps an eye on me. If nobody in this world knows where I am at all times, Frances knows where I am. She's a true friend. But I'd like for you all to pray for her son, because she's in Pensacola right now to see after him. He's got a sickness, so please put him on the prayer list and pray for him when you all pray. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Now, look, you talk about powerful people around you. You powerful. That's why you're around all the powerful people.
I thank God for that. And my cousin, she's always giving me a good inspirational word. Don Hawkins always got something positive to say. That's wonderful. I love it.
Amen.
I love her for that.
Yes, indeed. I thank the Lord for you. All right. Well, it is prayer time, prayer time. Apostle Ruth and I are going to be praying for people. Right now I have so far Minister Donna Hawkins about the conference, and Gregory Hawkins is hospitalized. Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, Jackie for Francis' son, Jackie's family, and her seniors that she worked with. So, moving right along. Prayer time. Make your prayer request known. Press 1 if you're not on live. I mean, if you're not already on with us. All right. I think this is Donna pressing 1, our brother David. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
Hey, Brother David. Good to hear your voice.
Good morning.
Good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. That's family right there, husband and wife. I thank God for you all this morning.
Okay, I'm requesting prayer for me. I'm still blessed and grateful, but I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with too much stuff. And it's crowding my spirituality, and I'm getting distracted from my spiritual journey. And then I want to pray for my family members, my son and my wife, and just good health and prosperity for all of us.
All right. How are the boys?
They're doing pretty good. They're in school and doing dance, and David started going to school here. So, and Dante says he's doing good. I got to check on behind him. But I'll say they're doing good.
All right, I know you got to keep a check on them, because they'll be saying, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Then you look at the report card, you're like, wait a minute. All right, I thank God for you all. All right, someone else press 1-270-534. You press 1. Good morning. You're not coming in clear. 270-534. Can't hear you. You want to hang up and call back again? Because I cannot hear you. I could just hear a little something clicking, but that's it. Hello? Hello? Oh, hello? All right, she's going to hang up and she's going to call back. Sometimes we get a bad connection, but that's all right. She'll be calling back for a prayer request. Thank God for her. You know, God is a patient God. He waits on us for years and years and years and years. And finally we get it. Finally we lose ignorance and get the knowledge of God. All right, here she is again. So hope it's clear. Hello, how are you? Hello? Whew, still can't hear you. Minister Donna. Donna Hawkins. You wanna
yes,
call
ma'am.
You wanna
yes,
call her
I'm
and put let me give you her number. And maybe
okay,
one
oh,
on
I
your
got side. It. I'll call her.
Okay,
I
thank
it.
You. Call her and put her on. Okay. She's going to call you back and put you on live with us because we can't hear you. All right. That's family right there. All the way from Paducah, Kentucky. Thank God for them. They'll be right back on live. So I thank God for the prayer request that you've made this morning. As soon as they come on, we're going to take their prayer request and anybody else who have a prayer request. And
okay, here she is.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Minister G. How are you? This is Sharona Walden from Paducah, Kentucky.
Hey, Sharona. How are you?
I'm doing much better now. I want to thank you for your prayers about me walking. I had a full balloon angioplasty, and I'm walking without any pain, and I want to thank the Lord for that.
Woo, hallelujah. Woo, we praise the Lord. He's a good God, a mighty healer. Amen.
Yes, he is. And I'm standing in the gap.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That was a car wreck Wednesday. She was hit head on. Very sweet lady, and they're going to eulogize her today. So I pray and strength for that family.
Okay. Yeah, Yes, indeed.
Give her her name, Kay.
Her name is Connie Donnelly.
Connie Donnelly?
Yes, yes, Connie Donnelly.
Okay, Donnelly, okay.
So I'm requesting prayer for that family, please.
Okay. Yes, Lord. Mm. Thank you so much, Ramona, for coming on.
Well, you are welcome, and thank you so much for what you're doing for everyone around the country.
Yes, indeed. I thank the Father.
Is that my sister Sharona?
Yes.
Yes.
What? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. That's sisters, y'all. One in Jacksonville, one in Kentucky. So I thank God for you all. Family, that's a family, 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 cousins, sisters. Amen. Any more prayer requests before we go to the throne room to speak to the Lord?
Yes, amen, Sister G.
Yes.
Okay, I ask for prayer for myself and for my family, for my husband, that he get a closer walk with God. Pray for my children. Pray for my son to get a good job. And pray for us a house. We want to find a house, affordable, amen, that we remain in our place. And I pray for my sisters and their children and my brothers and their children. And my sister, Prophetess Mary, pray for her and her family. Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm just about finished writing them down. Anybody else for a request before we go to the throne room? All right, well, I'm going to start off praying Apostle Ruth for, I'm going to start off praying for Minister Donna Hawkins for a request. And if you could pray for Jackie Travis, for her Francis and her son and Jackie's family and the senior citizens, and then we'll go from there. Then I'll just go one at a time. Hallelujah. Father, I just praise you. Oh, we just come to worship you. We just come to love on you, oh God. We just come to say thank you. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you that we could call on you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we could call on you and you hear. We thank you, Lord, that you hear, that you answer us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just come thanking you for Minister Donna Hawkins, for her family, oh God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing. For Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, Lord, you are bringing that family closer to you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are calling them by name, oh, God, and they are coming closer. They are coming for a closer. You are stretching them, stretching Minister Donna Hawkins and her husband, Minister Hawkins, oh, God. And, Lord, I just thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing for Gregory Hawkins, who's hospitalized last night, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you knew before he was born that he would be hospitalized, oh, God. So, Father, I thank you right now for what you're doing for him in the hospital. Heal his body, oh, God. Let him walk right up out of there, oh, God, as quickly as possible. Heal his body, Father God. I thank you for the needed rest, and recuperation for him. Rest. Let him rest in you, God. Let him rest in you. I bind up worry, fear, mokoshabaka, anxiety. Oh, we rebuke you, anxiety. You will not attack him. You will not attack the people of God. We are free from anxiety. Oh, God, we are resting in you. We are at peace in you. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we're calling on your name like never before. We thank you for hearing and answering. Lord, I lift up the conference that they are going to be in, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I thank you for a mighty work. I thank you for the people going to the conference and not leaving the same way they went, in Jesus' name. So we just bless and honor you right now. We thank you for what you're doing, in Jesus' name. We just honor you. We honor your holy presence like never before, and we honor your and thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Pastor Ruth.
Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning. We call upon your 39 stripes, Jesus Christ. Father God, we just thank you for the breath that your Son amended unto you. For he is truly the great physician. It is nothing too hard for him. We thank you, Father God, this morning for Storyland, that tent that you are putting over them. He who dwells in the secret place under the shadows of the Almighty. We thank you this morning for calling all of us together under Storyland, Father God, to bless your holy name. And all those that came under the sound of their voice and by listening, you've already sent the Holy Ghost to spread out the pen of Zion. Hallelujah. To blow a fresh new breath on every illness, Father God. For you are the great physician, Jesus Christ. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. And you are the redeemer. We praise you this morning. We give you glory. Only you can give peace, Father God. Only if we believe. John 15:16 said, I chose you. You did not choose me and I ordain you. That when you pray, believe that you've already received it, that your fruit shall remain for the master's table. Galatians 5:22 will tell you about meekness, gentleness, love, long-suffering, joy, hallelujah, temperance. For we will praise the Lord at all times. Father God, we thank you for Jackie. We thank you for the Hawkins family. We thank you for the Newsom family. We thank you, Father God, that as we dwell with you and we have the breath of life, it is nothing too hard for God. For that place is already found that my sister's looking for in the Lord. If she continued to seek his face, he's already found a dwelling place. Jesus is already the healer. By his stripes, we are healed. We just thank God for that. He was persecuted, whipped, Father God, on his back, all over his body. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, truly, we are healed. And he was pierced in the side, in his bowels, where compassion come out. We have compassion for the Lord today. We have compassion for him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We praise the Lord today. We come to bless you, Jesus. We come to bless you for your resurrection power. We thank you for the comfort of the power of the Holy Spirit. We praise your holy name. We thank you for the blood that is mingled with our blood. As in, Father God, as I seen, as Pastor G was speaking, I seen the story land. I seen that tent come over everyone that was on the line, all those that are surrounding. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for the ones that are close to us. God has given us a radius of the nations to pray for. We pray this morning for our president. We pray, Father God, for his family. We pray for ones that are leading this nation. And of always, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We praise you, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you, Father God, that all our feet are shod with the gospel of peace, looking unto your word, not us, Father God, for you are the author and the finisher of your word. And, Lord, we know that it's nothing too hard. We know that, Father God, you blew your breath and opened up the Red Sea. We knew that a fire followed them by night and a cloud by day. And we just thank you, Father God. We praise you, Lord, as you are following us right now. As you said in your word, Father God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, that you spread out that tent, your breath, over, Father God, over Storyland Bible Ministry, and brought all of us under it this morning to hear your word and to hear the prayers. Father God, we praise you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord. Even the heavens, the angels in heaven are saying, glory, glory to the Lord God Most High, who's worthy of all the praise. Whatever we have done, Father God, or said or thought, that is against, Father God, the power of the Holy God of Israel, we just say, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Father God. Wash us and cleanse us. And give us, Father God, that mind that was in Christ Jesus, that thought it was not robbery to make himself equal with God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we lift up Brother David, his wife Donna, and their two sons, David and Dante, oh God. And we rebuke overwhelming, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that we cast his every care upon you because you care for him in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just thank you for removing distractions from him, oh God. Distractions in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in Brother David, Brother Donna's family, oh God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for relaxation for him as well, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for hiding them under the shadow of your almighty wings. And Lord, we just honor your presence like never before. And thank you, oh God. And Lord, I lift up Sharana Walden. Oh God, we thank you for that praise report. You are an honorable God. You are a faithful God. You are a mighty God. And I thank you today, Father God, for what you're doing, what you've done. Oh God, we thank you that she's able to walk and you're strengthening her. What a mighty God you are. We give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. And, Lord, you know there are times when we are very sad about different things that happen in this world. But, Lord, I thank you that you're still in control, and you are the great comforter. So we lift up Connie Donnelly's family in her loss, oh God. And, Lord, we bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps from us. We thank you for safety as we travel here and as we travel there, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for Sharona's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless them. Draw them closer to you, Father God. And we thank you for that healing virtue. Remove any pain in her back, oh God, any stiffness, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for Minister Stacy Holman. Oh, that great, mighty woman of God with the three children. I'll bless her husband. Lord, give him a hunger and thirst for righteousness, oh God. Draw our husband close to you. He can't come unless you call him out of a dark way into your marvelous light. So I thank you, oh God, and I thank you, Father God, without a word that she will speak, even with her silence, oh God, that she live a holy, righteous life before him. I thank you, Father God, for him being saved. Oh, Father God, a way of holiness, set free, delivered in Jesus' name. Bless their children, oh God, and you know, they're looking for a home, but we're thanking you for that home. We know you got that home for them, and we're thanking you for their home, oh God. We're blessing you because you are an honorable God, and you said whatever we ask in your name, believe in you will grant it. So I thank you for that home. I thank you for their children, oh God, their two daughters who sing with her on Bible Story Later. I thank you for those precious children. I thank you for a son. Keep a hedge of protection around them, oh God. So we bless you for each and every person on Bible Storyland today. Oh, meet every need, oh God. Oh, God, we can't make it without you. If it had not been for you who was on our side, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. But, Lord, you're able to fix every situation. You're able to make our path straight. You're able to blow your breath into us. Your breath, we can't make it without your breath. And we thank you. Goodness, your mercy, your grace, and your great favor. We honor you today, O King. Oh, you are mighty God, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, we thank the Lord for Ms. Liddell. Good morning, Ms. Liddell. Ms. Liddell? She's on with us, but I can't hear her. Ms. Liddell? 706. Ms. Liddell, is that you? Maybe she walked away from the phone or she answered another call, but she'll be back on momentarily. So I thank God for her being on the line with us this morning. I talked to her early. Ms. Liddell is 93-plus years God has given her. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing in Ms. Liddell. He's been blessing her with abundant life. And, you know, 93-plus years, sometimes you begin to feel, you know, a little stump in your bones, but he's able. So I lift up Ms. Liddell this morning. I thank God for Ms. Liddell, all the seniors who came on. Bless them like never before, Father God. And, Father, have your way in their life, oh God. I just thank you for what you're doing on Ms. Liddell's behalf and all the seniors giving us strength, giving us encouragement, oh God. Oh, I bind up weariness in well-doing. And so I thank the Father this morning. Well, I have a few announcements to make. Miss Liddell, you on yet? Well, she'll be back on. All right. Well, there's a GROW conference coming up in Daytona Beach, Florida. Oh, it's the Hour of Power Prayer Saturday morning. That Friday, the 19th of September, they have a guest speaker, Apostle Carol S. Bowe. That Saturday morning, they have Apostle Carol Baker. It's Passion in Action, the GROW conference. New Hope Missionary Baptist Church is sponsoring it with Pastor Edwards and Lady Bonnie Edwards. They'll sponsoring this conference. So you're inviting, they're inviting everybody to come. And we have another conference that's coming up as well, hosted by Apostle Carol S. Bowe, Carol S. Bowe Ministries, Women of Worship. So I'm looking forward to going there. We have many great speakers coming. It's going to be November 13th through the 15th, so you're invited. And, you know, I want to say to you, if any of you would like to sow into this ministry, into Bible Storyland, you're welcome to make donations. Call me. I'll give you the information. My name is Caritha Gantling. You can make your donations, check, money order, cash. I take it all for you can, Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy. Make the checks payable to Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. You know, I do have a brief testimony. I was able to sub this past week, Tuesday through Friday. And, you know, the Lord allowed me to go to different schools. And I thank God that, you know, he's in those schools. We ask the Lord to be in every school, and he made the path straight. I pray for the faculty and staff and the children. There were many people the Lord singled out for me to pray for. I pray for a security guard and her family, and different people silently. But last week I was blessed. I went to a school I knew nothing about, and this was a school with all special children. You know, it was children that were autistic, mentally retarded, disabled in all kinds of ways, but yet they were able. They don't consider themselves disabled. We do that. We label them, but God don't label them. As far as God is concerned, they were perfect. I saw some in wheelchairs, some with helmets on. Maybe they have seizures. Some were mentally retarded. Some were autistic. But you know what? I thank God for them. He's watching over them. He's protecting them. And you know what? I lift up their parents. I pray for their parents. And let me just take time to do that now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, every parent who has a child that is considered special, oh, God, they are special to you, oh, God. They may have autism. They may have Down syndrome. They may be mentally retarded, oh, God. They may have a different kind of a problem, oh, God. But, Lord, you said man born of women have many troubles. And so some of us are not born the same way others are, but we are all privileged to be your children. So I thank you for those children, oh, God. I thank you for blessing them. I heard no complaints. Lord, and many of them don't even speak, oh, God. But I thank you that they're allowed to go to that school until they're 20-something years old, oh, God. I thank you for the provisions you make for them to go get an education, oh, God. And, Lord, I thank you for their parents that birthed them into this world, because they will be with their parents until the parent leave or they leave this earth, oh, God. So I pray a hedge of protection around them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Let their parents have more strength, more energy, oh, God, to deal with the different problems that they may encounter in bringing up children, oh, God. So, Father, I just thank you for the precious children, the precious angels, and the parents that you birthed them through, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I pray a hedge of protection around them. I pray tender love and care over them. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will continually, oh, God, guide them. Guide the parents, oh, God. Guide their hands. Let them have patience. Let them have mercy. Let them have kindness and tenderheartedness towards their children. Give them rest and relaxation, oh, God. So we just bless and honor and thank you in Jesus' name. Miss Liddell, did you come back on yet?
Yes, ma'am. I've had some sad news, but I'm back. Oh, I'm sorry.
Some sad news in the family, but I'm back.
Okay.
You ready for me?
Yes, ma'am. What you going to say?
All right. I'm going to say near the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Amen.
Now,
go
that's
right
an old song, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And I will tell them that folks, I want them to join me.
All right. We're going to join you.
Yeah, okay. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Our precious fountain, free to all a healing scroll flows from care.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Was it ever time that we ever asked Jesus to keep us near the cross? It's right now.
Amen.
It's right now. Mm-hmm. If you hadn't started, I advise everybody to start and ask Jesus to keep us, because we cannot stay there by ourselves. Because
he
said in one instant, without him, we can't do nothing. So we still got to lean, trust, and depend on him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that song, Miss Liddell.
Right, darling. I had to push back and shove up and do everything, but I got there.
Yes, well, was a family member that died in your family?
Yes, ma'am, one of my nieces.
Oh, my
she
God.
Been in the hospital. She been in nursing home over about 3 or 4 years, along in that poor thing, but she passed this morning. My other nephew just called, you know, and told me, but she been in nursing home about 3 or 4 or 5 years, tell the truth.
Yeah. Well, let me see.
But anyway, you know, it's one thing about it, I can tell you all and everybody else too. All our name on the roll.
Yeah.
You know, it just hadn't come our time, but our time is coming.
Yeah.
I knew it's coming. Ain't no if and and. So I look back at so many people. I know the name been called, and I know my name, your name, everybody else's name gonna be called one day.
Yes.
She ought to been in her late 60s.
My God.
She's probably in her late 60s.
Yes.
But anyway, y'all just pray for the family, you know, entire family. You know, she got one son.
Yes.
Sisters and brothers. But anyway, mother and father passed a long time ago. So, okay, I'm going to let you go, and I ain't going to take over your program now.
Well, I'm going to say a prayer for your family. Hold on.
All right, darling.
In the name of Jesus, we lift up Miss Liddell's family,
yes.
Her niece's family, oh, God.
Yes.
You know, as one child, oh, God. And, Lord, heal his heart, oh, God, in the loss of his mom. And, Lord,
yes.
I just had your protection around the whole family. I ask your comfort, your strength to come on this family, oh, God. And so
please,
we bless
Lord.
Thank you for what you're doing in this family. Provide like never before. Meet every need, oh, God. Let it be a
yes.
great home going, oh, God, for this servant who's gone on, oh, God. And so we
yes.
thank you today, oh, God, for strength for the family. Oh, be their
uh-huh.
refuge. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland this morning.
Uh-huh.
I love you. And you already
uh-huh.
know God loves you more uh-huh. than I can ever love you. Let's
right.
bow to obey God. You know, let's show him that we love him. Not give him lip service, but let's show him by obedience to him. Let's read the word. Let's study the word. Let's be pleasing and acceptable unto him. You know that word, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, which means basic
uh-huh.
before leaving the earth. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Family Day is next week, Family Day. We got a great day planned.
Right.
So please join us. Don't forget to invite others to come on. Give them the number. Have a God-filled
yes.
day, a God-filled week, a God-filled
mm-hmm.
month, and a God-filled year. God bless each of you. I love you.
I love y'all, too.
Love you.
God bless you.
Bless y'all, too. Love y'all.